super spoopy at least. Oh man, yeah, so we've got a lot of background noise this time, friendos, because
it's ambiance, thank you, Ashlyn.
So our dad's doing some work upstairs.
I'm doing laundry.
Miranda's doing laundry in the background, and she knew I was coming down to record, so I don't know what she was planning there.
Honestly, I didn't know if you were ever going to come.
You sounded like a put-upon, like, old soldier's wife or something.
I told you, I'm in a mood.
And on that note,
yeah.
Hi, and welcome to... Oh no, Ashlyn. I was going to say Ginger Snaps.
Get out of here. You're off the podcast.
Hi, and welcome back to I'll Tell You What, a spoopy podcast. I'm Ashlyn.
And I'm Miranda.
And yeah, I've got a pretty long one today, so we're going to jump right in here in a moment. Don't forget to please rate and review our podcast on whichever podcasting app you prefer.
Or all of them.
Yeah. That'd be great.
Go to every single podcasting app you can think of and do it.
Do you do that for our podcast, Miranda?
Sometimes.
Well, at least she's trying. Okay. But Miranda, what do you know about birds?
How versed am I in ornithology?
Yes.
Nada.
You don't know anything about birds?
I know they have a cloaca.
You did not have to say that.
Something I was
Miranda
watching.
Miranda had us watch Birds... Or Spies in Disguise, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, that's what I got it from.
Yes,
yeah,
I know that's exactly where you got it from.
Yeah. where did I hear that
Will
recently?
Smith and Tom Holland are turned into birds or something like that.
No, Tom Holland did not get turned into a bird.
Oh, yeah.
Stop misleading the audience.
I'm sorry. Tom Holland turned Will Smith into a bird. It actually is pretty good. In any case, I will get Miranda schooled in birds, I guess. So, Miranda, I'll tell you what.
What?
I'll tell you about how the birds work for the bourgeoisie.
Finally. Finally.
Josh actually suggested that one. And I thought it'd be easy. I was wrong. So it's going to be a pretty long one. I'm excited, though. So, as the story goes. All the birds died in 1986 due to President Reagan killing them and replacing them with spies that are now watching us. The birds work for the bourgeoisie.
Did you know that's actually bourgeoisie? Josh and I had to look up what the bourgeoisie actually was because we were questioning.
Yes.
We tend to question a lot of things. We make jokes and then we question the validity of those jokes.
Yes, but also language is kind of a fluid thing, so bourgeoisie is actually acceptable.
Well, that's where bougie comes from.
Yes.
Because we have changed bourgeoisie into bourgeoisie.
Well, and also in other areas, it's also pronounced like bourgeois.
Yes. Which means the elite, upper class,
yes.
Rich people.
In any variation, in any pronunciation, yeah. It is meaning that. So, that quote. That's now a fairly famous quote for anyone who uses TikTok or has friends who use TikTok. And it basically kind of became an audio meme. The theory is about 2 years old that the birds work for the bourgeoisie. Mm-hmm. But it has a large number of supporters. Most of these supporters are either millennials or part of Gen Z. Mm-hmm. And this theory pertains to all birds generally, but some people are especially wary of pigeons and seagulls.
I honestly think seagulls are way worse than pigeons. My personal bird opinion.
So, the TikTok origins.
Yes.
The original audio on TikTok was spoken, and I say that. The original audio came from.
I feel like it was more like yelled over a loudspeaker. But
actually, it wasn't a loudspeaker. It was a bullhorn.
Well, loudspeaker, blowhorn, same thing in my mind.
So the original audio was produced by then 23-year-old Kendrick Smith.
He was only 23.
Kendrick is a comedian and filmmaker who runs his own production company in Columbia, Missouri.
Ah!
How does all my stuff come back to Missouri? I don't understand.
It's like we purposely sometimes we purposely try to base things in Missouri.
These past
but
two
honestly,
ones, I haven't.
You did not try.
I don't have to.
I mean, maybe the Mormons were right. The Garden of Eden is in Jackson County, Missouri.
It's really not. If you've ever been to Jackson County, Missouri, it's really not. So... The one who actually posted the original TikTok video was actually Kendrick's friend Marcelise, who goes by @SlyMCooper on the app. So while Kendrick was a big reason that the theory gained a lot of traction, he is not the one who originated the theory. A quote from him says, "A few months ago, a friend of mine told me about this conspiracy theory he had about all birds being fake drones. I latched onto it, and basically every chance I got, I'd bring it up and tell people the whole thing." He'd then go on to embellish and add onto the theory in his own way almost every time he said it. In fact, the part about the bourgeoisie was actually made up on the spot during the recording of that video. So the popularity of the audio has led to companies producing a lot of merchandise using the iconic line, "The birds work for the bourgeoisie."
Yes.
There's even a website, birdsaren'treal.com, that espouses the true history of what really happened to all the birds that sells activism apparel, including t-shirts, hats, ugly Christmas sweaters, stickers, and more.
Wow, people are really just...
It's capitalism.
Yes, that's what I was going to say capitalize on anything. I just couldn't think of the word.
I couldn't think of capitalize either. I just went to capitalism. Anyway, that's what we get for talking about the bourgeoisie. Expanding upon the theory.
All of the merch is being made by the bourgeoisie.
Yeah, I'm not sure who made the website. It didn't tell me that.
I really hope Kendrick is at least getting, and his friend are at least getting some of the profit from that, because
right?
It was their joke.
It would not surprise me if Kendrick was the one behind this website. I do not know that for certain, though, so I cannot quote me on that.
Fun.
So expanding upon the theory. Obviously, everything about it can't just be summed up into two sentences. Mm-hmm. It should be noted first that most of what you can find about the Great Bird Conspiracy online is, in fact, satire. However, since it has about the same amount of fact-checking as QAnon, lizard people, and most anti-vax theories, I'll give it the same treatment. Basically, these sorts of theories boil down to some guy saying, "Hey, trust me," on the internet or in a book.
That's how I live my life.
And we'll talk probably a little bit more about that, like, after we go through the bulk of this theory. Yeah. Mm-hmm. According to birdsaren'treal.com,
oh my God,
which activists usually cite as the movement's main source of information, and yes, they do refer to it as a movement, in 1947, the CIA was founded with the purpose of finding Americans that were suspected of communist activity. Very few people were found guilty, but by the early 1950s, it was clear that communism was on the rise. In 1951, Julius and Ethel Rosenberg, the site claims, were wrongly convicted of espionage.
Aww.
The Rosenbergs were accused of passing American atomic secrets to the Soviet Union. It is said that this event gave the U.S. government an opportunity to implement more surveillance in the form of CCTV.
Hmm.
In 1953, Alan Dulles, if you remember from our MK Ultra episode, became director of the CIA and wanted to ramp up surveillance. He approached President Eisenhower about putting cameras in the sky on April 16th, 1956.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
President Eisenhower approved the idea, and Dulles met up with members of his inner circle to discuss a plan of action.
I really hope he was just planning on strapping cameras to birds. Like, strapping them to him.
I'll go into, like, what actually happened.
I really hope that was, like, the first prototype.
So... I'll go into, like, what actually happened with all of this later, but that is a great visual.
Thank you. Thank you.
I absolutely love it.
You're welcome, America.
It was allegedly determined by May in 1956 that the best course of action would be to kill all of the birds and replace them with surveillance. Their hatred of birds was apparently well noted, as they largely despised the creatures for pooping on their cars.
I'm sorry. What is the need to kill all of the birds?
They keep pooping on the cars, Miranda.
I know, but if you really want, like, it to blend in, wouldn't you release the birds with, you know, the fake birds, the surveillance birds, the surveil birds, if you will, with the regular birds?
Miranda, then there'd be too many birds.
No.
There'd be too many. They wouldn't know.
I mean, you ever look up in the sky and go, wow, that's a crap ton of birds.
All the time.
Like, why are they all there? They go in groups. It wouldn't, you know, look any different.
I don't know, Miranda. What would happen if our bird population was suddenly doubled?
It looked like
I was imagining what the Golden Gate Bridge looks like at the end of the birds.
Jesus Christ.
So, Dulles was allegedly given $65 billion towards killing off the birds.
Jesus.
I doubt this for multiple reasons, but anyway, that's what the site says. He contracted... I'm sorry. He contracted Boeing Airplane Company and ordered 120 B-52 bombers. These bombers would be constructed in Area 51 to avoid arousing suspicion. 23 men allegedly were sent to the Area 51 from Boeing headquarters in Washington for the construction, using an old repurposed school bus for transport. Unnamed witnesses allegedly heard them discussing really cool playlists for the road trip.
Really cool playlist. Yeah.
In the 1950s, Miranda.
Yeah, I believe this much less now.
The school bus had also been modified to read Area 51 or bust on both sides.
I really doubt that one.
The men made frequent rest stops on the trip and were known to disclose these top secret plans when meeting people on the road. Only 22 of the 23 men actually made it to Area 51.
What happened before then?
One Neil Ford failed to make it to the destination, as he was abandoned in a Waffle House bathroom as his companions claimed that he had to pee too many times and was ruining the vibe of the trip.
So this website is complete satire.
But this is the official history of the conspiracy.
I was on board. I was so on board for some, like, real nut job conspiracy, you know, theorist, and it's just complete.
This is the official history of the movement, Miranda. How dare you?
Complete garbage. I'm a little insulted.
Apparently, Neil was the only one who survived the project at all and what? Acted as a primary source of information.
They didn't say they the killed
movement.
The guy at the Waffle House. He survived. Didn't
yeah,
he?
Neil's the only one who survived.
Oh.
Apparently, Doles had sought out engineers without families and who could disappear after the project was completed.
What is he turning people into birds like the movie Spies in Disguise?
No. It took
now
2 years.
That's what I think is what happened.
It took 2 years to build the bombers, and the men were sent home only to be intercepted by armored cars and drafted into the U.S. Army to serve on the front lines in Vietnam.
Is this what Forrest Gump is about?
Oh, there's also something in there about Doles hitting one of the engineers with a wrench at one point for wanting to give up on the job.
What the heck?
Yeah.
I really think this
you
is a creative writing project. Like,
you need to read it eventually, I swear. I just don't have
I really
time to
feel like
right
this
now.
Is a creative writing project gone like going horribly awry.
The water tanks in the bombers were filled with a bird poison that contained a bird virus that could then be transmitted to the other birds. How many times can I
they
say bird
They
could have
used the
sentence?
Word avian or
I could
like
have
that?
Said the word avian,
oh,
but I chose
just
to
you.
Not to. Yeah.
I was like, so they just wrote instead of avian or anything of the or ornithological or something like that. No. Bird.
I just wanted to see how many.
What about feathered friend?
They're not friends, Miranda. They're enemies.
A fowl?
It's a foul on the fowls. Anyway, jeez.
There's so many ways to say bird, Ashlyn.
I know.
I'm sorry, I'm screaming.
It's more
the
fun
microphone.
To just say bird at this point. There's just so much. So, the bird poison virus thing.
Yes.
This would be sprayed approximately 8,000 feet in the air, like from the bombers, and would completely dissolve before reaching the humans.
I really want you to tell me how high birds typically fly.
I'm going to tell you how high an airplane flies later.
Because I know it's not quite that.
The virus also caused total decomposition of the birds' bodies in less than 24 hours.
Oh, yeah? Uh-huh.
These bombers started their flights in 1959, and within the next 6 years, 15% of the bird population was wiped out.
Oh, yeah.
The CIA then started working on releasing bird robot prototypes. They were not referred to as drones at this point. You needed to know that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Also, I'm just going to refer to them as bird robots and not drones.
Uh-huh.
John F. Kennedy was president at the time that the poison was being disseminated, but had no idea that birds were being poisoned. Those piloting the bombers had been told that they were just watering the grass for the entire country. I liked that touch. There's an entire thing where, like, the writer of this history, like, reassures those who were piloting the bombers, saying, "We don't blame you, but you need to join the movement for the crimes that you've committed against birds."
I need this person to stop. Oh, my God.
By 1963, however, the president had overheard a wiretapped conversation of one Alvin B. Cleaver, the internal communications director of the CIA.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm.
Alvin was suspected of stealing the president's ham sandwich from the White House kitchen, a crime that he had unintentionally confessed to in the overheard conversation.
What a schmuck.
So Cleaver says, yeah, Alan, I've stolen John's lunch again. Haha, he doesn't even know. I'm going to keep stealing it until he launches a full investigation. Then I'm going to plant a hidden camera and catch his reaction as I dump all the stolen sandwiches on his desk at one time. I'm going to call the new show, You've Been Cleavered. Dolls. Haha, Alvin, that's going to be so funny. We'll have to play that clip at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. By the way, how's the bird slaughter going? How many birds have we killed so far? Cleaver. We've killed about 220 million so far. And the best thing is, the robot birds we've released in their place have done such a good job that nobody even suspects a thing. Kennedy then demanded an explanation of what they were talking about.
Oh, yeah.
And Doles and Cleaver admitted to the entire plot.
Oh, yes. I 100% believe this whole thing.
Although impressed after seeing a robot bird prototype, the president ordered for the program to be shut down. Less than a month later, JFK was assassinated. Since then, the CIA has been rigging the elections. Only those who are anti-bird and pro-citizen surveillance can win elections. That would explain, you know, why Bernie Sanders can't seem to win any elections, you see, because the birds love him.
The Have birds love him.
Have
yes.
you seen that online?
Yes, there's a picture of a bird.
Meanwhile, birds hate Donald Trump, so that explains that one.
Oh, yes, the birds hate him. You got Josh with that one.
They really do. Eagles do hate Donald Trump. All right. There's a picture online with, like, an eagle, like, just not having it when put near Donald Trump.
That's funny.
And he was scared.
Yeah. I would be, too. I'm waiting.
Okay.
Eagerly. Bated breath.
So, bird robots are largely constructed by people who look like they could build a bird robot.
Oh, yeah?
These people are found in bars and then are invited to party, quote unquote. While they are tripping on acid, they are then led to a nuclear fallout bunker made to craft the bird robots in.
Where did the acid come in?
The people who are recruiting them.
Oh, I'm sorry. The party.
Yes, the party.
Apparently, parties are where you do drugs.
Yeah, apparently.
Not where you just play board games and eat chips.
I know.
I've been going to the wrong kind of parties.
I'm okay with that.
You're right.
This way I'm not being forced to build bird robots, you know?
That's why you shouldn't do drugs, friends. It's not because... it's not just because they're dangerous and whatnot. It's because you could get roped into creating bird robots.
So while they are tripping on acid, they are then led to a nuclear fallout bunker made to craft the bird robots in. An experience that they contribute to just be the most insane trip of their lives.
Oh, yeah.
And this mainly happened within the 60s and 70s, you know, when acid was passed around, as the website says, more than bottled water.
Oh, yeah.
It should be noted that these robot birds have chargers on their feet, which allow them to be recharged via power lines whenever these birds rest on them.
Ah, yes.
So I'd go further, but you kind of get the gist.
Of course.
Perhaps all the major conspiracies in American history since the Cold War could be wrapped up in the Great Bird Conspiracy.
Mm-hmm.
Except maybe the moon, but the moon was fake anyway. So, the theory in society. In 2019, Peter McIndoe, and I hope I'm saying that right, my apologies if I'm not Peter, was a young man in his 20s from Arkansas. He moved to Memphis, Tennessee to become a full-time activist for the movement.
Mm-hmm.
He put a billboard...
Oh, for the bird bourgeoisie movement? Oh, wow. Oh, honey.
He put a billboard in the city declaring birds aren't real. He chose Memphis for the site of this demonstration because McIndoe wanted the billboard to be in the one city he knew it would be a big deal, the Paris of the West.
You know, at one point, Kansas City was called the Paris of the West.
I didn't even do the fact-checking with this to make sure that
Midwest.
It was
oh,
that
sorry,
Memphis
we were,
was the Paris of the Midwest.
Sorry, we were in Paris of the Midwest.
But Tennessee's more east
Tennessee's
than we're
more east. Was it really good?
I don't know.
I feel
know.
Like I need to look this up.
Yeah, you look that up.
What city is Paris of the West?
The West.
Cincinnati, Ohio, which is more east than us. Denver, Colorado. Detroit, Michigan. And Merida, Mexico. Oh, also Montreal, Quebec, Canada. Oh, San Francisco. California.
So just nothing about Tennessee.
Nothing about Tennessee.
I love it.
No. So they just made that up.
Doesn't surprise me. So the thing is that Peter swears that his feelings about this are 100% real. But I doubt that. I think he's really just a big troll.
With money, apparently.
No, see,
those aren't cheap.
So actually, the money for this billboard came from funds from the sales that birdsaren'treal.com makes.
Oh,
so you see, they're putting their profits back into the movement, Miranda. Or a few quotes here from Peter.
Mm-hmm.
We don't find this humorous. This is a serious issue.
Yeah.
And this is something where we're trying to spread awareness of the unconsensual surveillance happening on a mass level.
Mm-hmm.
Birds are lying to them every day. Mm. Every tweet by a bird is a lie. I knew I had to give my all to the movement, so I abandoned everything. I left my friends. I abandoned my family. I have not spoken to them since, and I have made the truth my family.
Okay.
He also does not subscribe to any other conspiracy theories.
Oh, yeah. I'm
quote
sure.
Is that flat earthers are out of their minds. They're nuts. There's a lot of crazy people out there.
There sure are.
Another quote.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I'll travel internationally just to breathe that drone-free air. Sometimes I'll go to the Himalayas, look around at all the real birds there. It gives me this warmth, this feeling of hope for what this country could be if we could fight back, change legislation, and get these drones out of here and the real birds back in.
You know,
of all the places, the Himalayas.
There's so many other things going on in the United States right now that could...
There's so much...
use some help, and that's what you're really worried about.
There's so much else going on in that one sentence, like, honestly. One concern by McIndoe is that he just doesn't understand why people cannot simply allow him to have his beliefs.
Mm.
They have to tell him he's wrong.
Because...
So the holes in this theory. I'm going to treat this entire story as if it was trying to be serious.
Yes.
So I'm just fact-checking it, okay?
We are fact-checking this very...
True story.
True to them.
Yes, true to them. True to them. Okay, we're treating this seriously, guys.
Yes.
The site claims that the CIA's sole reason was to spy on Americans suspected of communism.
Uh-huh.
The CIA, however, officially is not allowed to spy on U.S. soil.
Yeah.
It's a foreign intelligence gathering agency, and it's prohibited from gathering intelligence on U.S. citizens.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, if you've listened to our episode on MKUltra, you know that this is definitely not, like, something they followed to the letter here.
Yeah. Or if you've seen the show Chuck, starring America's Sweetheart.
Which American Sweetheart?
Zachary Levi.
Oh, yes. American Sweetheart Zachary Levi. I haven't seen that one, so I have no idea what
it's
you're talking
It's a great
about.
Show.
Ironically, the CIA did launch a program called Project Bluebird around 1950. It was later renamed Project Artichoke, however, and instead of focusing on intelligence gathering, the goal of this
Artichoke.
Program...
Artichoke!
They have a bunch of weird names for their projects, Miranda. Okay, remember Project Sunshine?
Yeah, but like... that's a fun, pretty name. But Artichoke... Why? Yeah.
I don't know. So the goal of this program was to see if an individual's behavior could be modified using covert methods. And this is the project that ultimately led to Project MKUltra.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're getting to communism in America, because that was cited as like a big reason why, you know, we needed all this surveillance. So the idea that few Americans were found of any real communism crimes may hold true. But in the era of the Cold War, that didn't really matter.
Mm-hmm.
So we talked a bit about this on our MKUltra episode as well. The Second Red Scare lasted from the late 1940s to the mid-1950s, and Senator Joseph McCarthy was a key figure in it all.
Mm-hmm.
The McCarthy trials refer to when the people were aggressively investigated and tried for potential communist sympathies. These were not necessarily trials wherein a person would be jailed, but were conducted in front of committees, agencies, and even private industry panels. And if a person was so much as implicated in a trial, it was likely that they would be blacklisted.
Oh.
If someone was blacklisted, it meant that they were thought to be a communist. And no companies would hire these people, even if they strongly felt that the one who was blacklisted was innocent, because then the company and its employees would be at risk for being the subject of another trial. It was also dangerous for anyone to associate with the people on the blacklist as well, because then they would be investigated. So what made McCarthyism so dangerous mm-hmm. was the fact that these lives were ruined solely based on hearsay. So since most of these trials were conducted by committees and did not include jail time, they were not decided by a jury of peers.
Uh-huh.
There did not have to be any solid evidence for someone to be found guilty. They were concerned about communism more than they were concerned about the truth. If you were in the crossfire, then you were just a necessary sacrifice in the name of patriotism.
Uh-huh.
And then we get to the Rosenbergs, because the site claims that they were wrongfully convicted.
Yeah.
So the idea that the Rosenbergs were wrongfully convicted gets a little more complicated.
Oh, yeah.
So the Venona Project was a secret counterintelligence plan operating under the U.S. Army's Signal Intelligence Service. This service was later absorbed into the NSA, or the National Security Agency.
Yeah.
The project ran from early 1943 to late 1980. Its goal was to decrypt messages transmitted by the Soviet intelligence agencies. The Venona Project remained a secret until 15 years after it was concluded. Well after the Rosenbergs' execution in 1953, the Venona Project confirmed that Julius Rosenberg was, in fact, guilty of passing atomic secrets onto the Soviets. His wife, Ethel, was found to be an accessory insofar that she recruited her brother for atomic espionage.
Ew.
The Rosenbergs' children, however, after obtaining documents from the CIA and the FBI under the Freedom of Information Act, are adamant that their mother was innocent. So while the evidence suggests that Julius was a busy recruiter for the Soviet spies, and his sons believe that the actual atomic information he passed on wasn't necessarily valuable, Ethel's conviction mostly hinged on her brother, David Greenglass, testifying that she was the one who typed up Julius's notes.
Oh, so these are real people.
Yes. Greenglass later in life recanted this testimony, stating that he was just trying to protect his own family. This was perhaps the most famous Soviet spy trial in America.
Yeah.
So the Rosenbergs are actually very famous. Or infamous, I suppose. And they were executed in 1953.
Oof.
For, well, treason, basically.
They make a bummer out of this episode, Ash.
Miranda, we just talked about JFK getting assassinated, and you were just like, oh, yeah, that's funny, funny jokes. Like, what's wrong with you? So, although the idea that they were wrongfully convicted is not too large of a point in the theory, the way that birdsaren'treal.com frames it seems to suggest that the U.S. was trying to find a scapegoat in order to justify the implementation of the surveillance. But this justification wouldn't really have been necessary, as the public opinion at the time was largely that one should do all they could to stop the spread of communism.
Mm-hmm.
So, Alan Dulles and the cameras in the sky. There was actually talk about Cameras in the Sky project with Alan Dulles. However, this was in the form of a Lockheed U-2 plane, which ultimately heralded in a new era of espionage. Mm. This was Project Aquatone, which ultimately led up to the formation of the National Photographic Intelligence Center, which was established to analyze the pictures taken by the plane.
Mm.
And those given security clearance for the center were, funnily enough, operating under Project Equine. So, you know, horses instead of birds.
Ah, I see.
Yeah, I thought that was funny. And now we're getting into the people who engineered the Boeings.
Okay, I thought that wasn't true.
Miranda, we're treating this all like it was true. Remember?
Oh.
So, Waffle House. Waffle House was established in 1955 in Georgia.
Hmm.
These men would have been traveling to Area 51 in about 1957.
Uh-huh. But where was it founded?
In Georgia.
Where is Area 51?
In Nevada.
So in 2 years, you're expecting me to believe that they have branched out this Waffle House to Nevada.
Oh, it gets better, Miranda.
Yes.
To this day, there are no Waffle Houses in Washington, Oregon, Idaho, California, or Nevada, which would include any of the routes that these men might have taken to get to Area 51 from Seattle area.
Oh, my God.
So, that wasn't a Waffle House they left Neil in. I don't know where they left Neil.
Maybe it was a Denny's.
And the dissemination of the poison. So 8,000 feet is approximately 1.5 miles.
Yeah.
Commercial airplanes typically fly at about 10 kilometers or 6.3 miles above sea level, or 32 to 38,000 feet.
Yeah.
Spy planes, however, fly even higher, at about 20 kilometers, or 12.4 miles, which would be around 65,000 feet.
Uh-huh.
So the idea that they would be releasing this chemical at 8,000 feet, like, why are they flying that close to the ground?
True.
That's an awfully low flying plane. But also, how high do birds
fly?
I have no idea, honestly.
Hey, Google, how high do birds fly?
Many bird species live in habitats that are over 13,123 feet above sea level, and others routinely fly to altitudes of approximately 10,000 to 13,000 feet, said Graham Scott.
So yeah, if birds typically fly at about, like, 10,000 feet-ish, 8,000 is still too low.
Yeah.
So that's a big hole in the theory, basically.
Yeah.
I was like, that sounds awfully low to me. And then we get to Alvin B. Cleaver, you know, the one that stole the president's ham sandwich. There is no evidence to suggest Alvin B. Cleaver ever existed, nor the position of internal communications director in the CIA. So if you try searching up Alvin B. Cleaver, you simply run into the bird conspiracy. Also, when JFK supposedly overheard this conversation, that was in about 1963, right?
Mm-hmm.
Alan Dulles was only CIA director until 1961.
Oh.
Huh. So, yeah.
Hmm.
So, closing thoughts. Why is this theory so prevalent?
I don't know.
What, you think it has nothing to do with social media? The fact that bourgeoisie is kind of fun to say? Anything like that?
No, of course not. It's also just kind of fun to theorize that the birds work for the bourgeoisie. I mean, that's the thing, though, is the birds aren't real.com. I mean, yes, he's saying the birds work for the government, though.
Mm-hmm.
The government isn't necessarily the bourgeoisie. No, the bourgeoisie is the rich and powerful, not necessarily the government. So,
the United States government is constantly controlled by those who are wealthy and powerful.
I know, but not every... Okay, but the bourgeoisie does not just call to the government.
Right, but in America, so, the bourgeoisie would be the government.
Not necessarily. There are other rich and powerful people who are not part of the government,
but
who
they
could
also
be controlling the birds.
The CIA controls the birds, Miranda.
No.
Yes?
Not necessarily.
It literally said the CIA basically controls the birds.
No, I'm saying all of their research is wrong and somebody else is controlling the birds.
What's your theory then, Miranda?
It's J-Lo.
Why did this happen?
It's J-Lo.
What?
It's Beyonce and J-Lo. They control the birds. They have a large audience. They both probably are part of the Illuminati. They both are rich and powerful.
I think it's Google.
I mean, that too.
Google, Jeff Bezos, Bill Gates, maybe. I don't know. So, Sophia Barrett Ibarria, who has written articles about the phenomena between politics, social media, and memes, suggests that the prevalence of this theory has something to do with the dissatisfaction with capitalism in young adults. She says, leftist memes offer an aesthetic chaos and comic relief for a broke, hopeless generation that finds humor in absurdist moth memes and worships socialist gritty. Ultimately, she's saying that the reason why we're kind of drawn to these sorts of memes are because it's chaotic, but comic relief.
Mm-hmm.
And we need that because nothing makes sense in our world and we're just trying to get by here.
Excuse me, I don't like to laugh. I've never laughed a day in my life.
Miranda, you can't deal with, like, actual emotions half the time, so you try and make people laugh.
I disagree wholly with what you're saying.
You're literally laughing right now.
No, that was crying, actually.
I had tears coming out of my mouth in the form of voice.
It was sobs, actually. I cry with no tears. That's just how it went. I had my tear ducts
happening. Miranda, what's happening? She also said, I'm sure it's going over a few people's heads, but I'd wager to say that at this point, a lot of teenagers and young adults are relatively familiar with concepts like the proletariat and bourgeoisie, just because socialism and communism literacy is on the rise in general. And so I'm not even sure I'd agree with the idea that it's going over some people's heads. Because honestly, I think even, you know, Peter McIndoe, I think he even is like trolling with this.
Yeah.
But honestly, I think that even if someone genuinely believes in this theory, it's not like they're doing any harm, you know, by believing that the birds work for the bourgeoisie,
mm-hmm.
or even trying to stage a demonstration, you know, being like, you need to open your eyes. Birds aren't real. We need to get the government to fix this. When you look at all of the dangerous conspiracy theories happening around us, I would much rather have people theorizing absurd things like this.
Oh, yeah.
Than anything harmful, like, you know, anti-vax theories or QAnon or the, or the like. Like, this is something I can get behind, you know? And also, it seems like your brand of conspiracy theorizing anyway.
What? I would never make an entire website or I would never even consider writing an entire episode based on a lie that I made up and added extra flair onto. Who are you accusing me of being?
A dirty, rotten liar.
I have never.
So yeah.
The audacity.
So do you have anything you want to add onto the whole birds work for the bourgeoisie?
Once again, I don't think it's the CIA. I think it's this like elite group of rich people that we don't actually know about that's actually controlling everything.
Okay, but if it's that, then why did they kill off the birds and how?
Rich people. Yep, that's it. No, they can hire people.
Was it Elon Musk?
Maybe. They probably brought him onto the project later.
Possibly, or it actually didn't start all that long ago. Because the thing is,
maybe
the reason
they're wrong about the age.
Yeah, the reason they're theorizing that this happened back then is because it would go hand in hand with the whole communism and the Red Scare kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Crazy. But if you know, you can email us at matterthanacaterpillar@gmail.com. You could also head over to our Instagram, check it out, maybe like a couple pictures that matter than a caterpillar.
Or you could tweet at us or slide into our DMs or just send us bird pictures. Who knows? On Twitter. Huh? Get it? Tweet Twitter. Anyway. Uh-huh. At Madder Than a Cat.
Oh, also go and make sure you vote on what to name our beautiful, beautiful caterpillar mascot. Currently, it is tied between Stompy and Grumpy. You can vote on that through the end of the week, I believe.
So, I don't know. Yeah. You're the one who set up that poll.
Yeah.
I voted, though.
Go vote.
Do I get an I voted sticker?
Go vote.
They gave her mom like 15 extra ones.
Because she voted at the end of the day. So, we also have a Facebook page. It's I'll tell you what with a period instead
have
of an
ellipsis. Have you managed that? Because I'm not.
Yes, I am.
Okay, thank you. Because I'm like.
And or at ITYW Podcast on Facebook. We also have a TikTok that we definitely post on.
Regularly, totally.
Totally regularly. Definitely not only when the feeling arises. So there's that.
And you can find that at Madder Than a Caterpillar.
Right.
Also, we're going to have stickers soon. We haven't decided what we're doing with them yet, but I'm very excited.
I don't know how to sell things, but we may send them to people. Who knows? We'll figure that out. But we're personally going to have stickers soon, so we're very excited about that.
Oh, no.
Anyway,
don't tell me
we'll
what
leave you with this. Tell your mom.
Tell your dad.
Tell your friends.
Tell the FBI agent listening through your phone.
And tell the bird that works for the bourgeoisie that lives in your closet. And good night.
I would have a lot more questions for a bird in my closet than like anything else at this point. I'm not ready to deal with that stress. This past week's been stressful enough.